The Senate has easily passed a more than $1.7 trillion government funding package. Let's dig into this a bit because it still has a way to go. Joining us is Bloomberg's Eric Wasson. Eric, thanks so much. Now, this vote had the added flavor, if I may say, of Volodymyr Zelensky's visit and speech last night. Does this include that aid for Ukraine?
In fact, it does. Yes, there's $47 billion to address the Ukraine situation. Not all of it goes directly to Zelensky's government. $28 billion is in direct funding, but it goes to allies, to boosting U.S. troops in the region, refugee admission here in the U.S. But this is on top of $65 billion so far this year. So it is another big infusion to help Ukraine, and it's heading for a House vote tomorrow morning.
Now, straighten out for me that the Patriot missiles was a large deal, or is a large deal, for President Zelensky. Is that part of this funding package? Is that separate? How does that work?
Well, that was already paid for by previous funding. You know, Congress authorizes and appropriates this money, and then it's up to the Biden administration to start doling that out. So they announced some of the money going being released directly when Zelensky was in town, and that was part of that. Now, Zelensky is also pushing for Abrams tanks, F-16s, other weapons that some in the Defense Department are nervous about giving to Ukraine for fear of escalating the war. But at least Rob Portman, who is a major booster of the Ukraine effort, a Republican senator from Ohio, thinks that perhaps the visit will help the Ukraine to get those additional weapons sometime soon.
And this includes the Electoral College revamp?
That's right. And if listeners recall, on January 6th, President Trump and his supporters were trying to convince the vice president to unilaterally overturn the Electoral College votes. There were some unclear writing in the U.S. law about the role of the vice president. This would clarify these purely ministerial, ceremonial. He has no power to do that and to try to ward off a repeat of the January 6th insurrection.
Now, this funds the government for the rest of fiscal 2023. It still needs to go to the House. Do we have any idea on the timetable there?
Yeah, it's going to pass the House tomorrow morning, Friday morning, ahead of the deadline. It'll take a while for the bill to be printed on parchment, as they still do. It's a 4,155-page bill, maybe a little bit longer due to some amendments. So there will be a one-week stopgap to give the time to do that, and Biden will have probably next week to sign this before the funding runs out.
Now, Eric, this is, I'm going to do pie in the sky with you here. This was a pretty good, in the Senate at least, bipartisan effort, and the hope would be that the two parties would maybe be able to make nice going on some stuff forward. Does this show a trend, or is that just flatly Baxter naive?
I think it's actually the opposite. I think Senate Republicans cut this deal to boost the military to $76 billion increase for defense now because they feel like there's going to be gridlock once the House Republicans take over. My personal forecast is we're going to see stopgap measures perhaps for the next 2 years as both sides try to use the budget process to score policy wins. It's going to be very rocky. There could be a government shutdown when this bill expires September 30th, because we're seeing things like, attempts to build a border wall again, talk about defunding specific, officials using the approach process, and also clawing back the $800 billion that was granted the IRS to go after wealthy tax evasion. So, those things are just non-starters for Democrats and could just lead to gridlock.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, so much for positive thinking. Thank you for the reality, Eric. Bloomberg's Eric Wasson. We appreciate your help.